I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Superstorm Goni made its way to Vietnam today. It downgraded to a tropical storm after slamming the Philippines as the world's strongest typhoon this year. Goni is the 10th storm to hit Vietnam in 2020, the most in that country's recorded history. A Vietnamese pastor tells us that churches are helping those in need. Vietnam cracks down on people who follow Jesus, but that doesn't stop believers from sharing Christ's love.
Many people, they really need help. That's why our churches and Christian community, we are donating money to buy food and supply clothes, medicines, trying to help them to rebuild their houses.
Ask God to help Christians see the gospel opportunities. An Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon is celebrating 60 years of providing theological education for church leaders across the Middle East and North Africa. And what a chaotic 60th year it's been. Between political unrest, economic crisis, the COVID pandemic, and the August 4th Beirut explosion. But the seminary has been through trying times before. Eli Haddad, president of the seminary, talks about the Lebanese civil war that raged from 1975 to 1990.
Towards the end of the civil war in the late 80s, the leaders then, the American missionaries, were forced to move the operation to Cyprus for a couple of years. Then it moved back. At that time, there was a transition from missionary ownership to a local Lebanese society.
Rejoice over God's faithfulness and pray He'll continue guiding ABTS into the future. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a free series of coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.